Hello.
Hello there. Hello there. Am I speaking to John? John Cunningham.
Kavanagh.
Fantastic. Kavanagh, sorry, John. It's just Ben calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you made, you know, about the abuse in Scotland there, John.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a good time to just go through with you, John? It'll probably take a couple of minutes.
Obviously,
your statement and what happened and such. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I've got your name, John. It's John Kavanagh. So
Kavanagh.
C-A-V-A-N-A-G-H. Is that correct?
Kavanagh, yeah.
Yep, perfect, John. I've got your email. It's jmkavanagh99@icloud.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And your telephone number, of course, so I'm speaking to you on now, John.
Yeah.
Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
22-9-63.
Perfect, John. And just your current door number and postcode, please.
15 Etty Avenue, YO10 3TJ.
3GJ?
3TJ.
Oh, TJ, Tango Juliet, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, no worries. Etty Avenue, got it here for you, pal. Okay, it's in York. Lovely place, York, to be fair.
It is, yeah.
Very nice place. Yeah, I got engaged in York, to be fair. I went there to get engaged. It's a very lovely place.
I've lived here for 26 years.
Yeah, but it's much better than where you was, John. You know, it's nice in York, like I say. I've never been to Scotland, to be fair. I've never been to Scotland, to be fair.
I was in Accrington for a long time as well, so...
You was.
I moved to York.
Have you ever been... Oh, lovely, a little upgrade for you. John, have you ever been known by any other names at all? Or you've always been called John Kavanagh?
Yeah, always, yeah.
No? Okay. And who is your local GP at the moment, John?
Pirate Medical Group.
How are you spelling that one, John? Could you spell it out for me, please?
Prior is P-R-I-O-R-Y.
Oh, Fire, okay. Fire Medical Group, York. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it here for you, pal. Good stuff. Just give me a second. Okay. Is it on Cornlands Road? Is that the one, John?
That's the main office, but mine's just Tanghall Lane.
Okay. No, it's fine. It's okay. All right. How old are you at the moment, John?
62.
No worries. And do you remember your parents' names, John?
Yeah.
Yep, could I take them from you?
Elizabeth and John.
They've got the same surname as yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was you living before you got placed into care, John?
Blantyre. Heathcliff Avenue, Blantyre.
Blantyre. Heathcliff Avenue.
Heathcliff. As in the song, Wuthering Heights, Heathcliff. Heathcliff.
Yep, let's have a look. Let's have a look, John. Heathcliff Avenue.
Yeah.
Yep, I think I found it here for you, John. Just give me a moment while the internet loads it. It's taking a while today. I'm not sure what's going on with it. Okay, Heathcliff Avenue. Blantyre, G729EP. Perfect, John. Yeah. Do you know what number it was? It's okay if you don't, but...
43.
Okay, perfect. Have you got any brothers or sisters, John?
I have two brothers.
Yeah, and what's their names, pal?
James and Joseph, but James is dead.
No, not a problem. I'll leave a note to say that. It's just the basis. The reason we ask these questions, John, is obviously when we go to the children's homes to obviously complain, they ask us all this sort of information. They ask who your mum and dad was, if you had any siblings.
Yeah.
What care would you have been, what local authority would you have been cared under, John? Would it have been Blantyre?
Lanarkshire.
We're getting a lot of that, to be fair. Lanarkshire, yep.
Yeah.
No, we're getting a lot of Lanarkshire.
I think it's called Strathclyde now.
Strathclyde. Okay. No problem, John. That's fine. Let's get the address down for this one as well. 44 Union Street. Okay. And what age were you when you got placed into care, John? How old was you?
I was 12.
12? Okay. And I believe you was in Calder House, John. Is that correct?
Calder House, yeah. It's not there anymore. It's been pulled down. And there's another home there for disabled kids, apparently.
Okay. I've got one. Calder House. Let's have a look. Calder House. Children's Home. Do you know what the street name would have been, John, at all?
I'm not sure. It might be like something like Fernsley Avenue. I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. I can't.
Yeah.
I was up there a few years ago. I drove past it.
I've got it here for you, John. Someone else has made an inquiry about the same kind of thing. Calder House Children's Unit, Bardykes Road, Blantyre.
Bardykes, that's it. Yeah, Bardykes Road. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Good stuff, that's fine. Good stuff, pal. Okay, that's fine. Let's get rid of that bit for you. But someone else, John, has made a similar claim. This is just from me Googling it. Somebody else has witnessed a statement. She lived there in 1969 to 1971. She was in there. So later.
I was there in 75. Yeah.
No, she was there at this time as well. She was. He says I was.
There was girls in there as well when I was there. The boys were on top floor and girls were downstairs.
Yeah, I think this lady works there, to be fair, because it says she was a matron of Calder House between 1971 and 1987.
Well, matron, sorry. Yeah, I was there in 75. I probably met her, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't even know who she is like.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
No, that's it.
No,
that's
years.
It, John. Now, John, in regards to this... Yeah, that's it, pal. I can't remember what I had for my tea for my dinner a few days ago, so I understand. John, you know with your beneficiary, so, for example, John, if the worst does happen or you fall ill or anything like that, who would you like us to get in touch with instead of yourself?
My wife.
It's your beneficiary.
Wife, Katie.
And what's your wife's name, John?
Katie.
Katie. Same surname as yourself?
Yeah. Same address.
Yep. Okay, no worries, John. That's fine. Same address. Perfect. Makes it a lot easier for me there, John. Let me just get this set up for you. It's Katie Canova. Let's get the phone number down. Cavan. I always get it wrong, John. I always get the name wrong. Terrible. Bit of dyslexia kicking in. John, what was the main reason why you got placed into care, pal?
My mum and dad split up and my mum moved to England and my dad was an alcoholic and I never went to school.
Okay. Okay. Mum moved. Okay, John, perfect. That's fine. Now, John, I just need your statement. So, what happened at Calder House? What happened there?
Oh, God. Where do you want me to start? Well, it is my uncle.
Give as much information.
I got took out for the day by someone, I don't know who it was, one of my dad's friends, a woman.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go back.
Yeah.
So I stayed out and when I got back, when they took me back, I had, they beat me up, punched me in the stomach and put me on like, you know, four chairs. They made me do press-ups off these four chairs, you know, leg on each one, an arm on each one. That was just one incident. And then at night time, one night, we were just talking in the room. So there were like four people in a room. And they pulled us out, just made us stand on the wall. Made us stand with our nose against the wall for about 4 hours, till about 2 o'clock in the morning, just in a pair of jammies.
No, that's not good, is it?
No. And, you know, they were just horrible people. One of them was related, one of the people that worked on the night staff was related to me. It was just, and most of the staff were drinking in the pub at the bottom of the street. It's called West End Bar. I don't think it's there anymore. I don't know. And they're all drinking with my dad. And then coming and fucking giving me shit about what my dad was saying in the pub, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not good
one
at all.
One of them was related to me. He's called, I don't know his first name, but he's called Kelly. He worked there. I don't know. I can't remember his first name, but I know he's called Kelly because I'm related to Kelly's from Blanford anyway. All of them. It's one of them little towns where you've got cousins, second cousins.
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. And,
yeah, okay.
It was just total abuse constantly. Because the thing is, I was the only one in that kids' home from Blantyre, from the area. And they all knew my dad.
Yeah.
As I could say, they all drank with my dad.
Yeah.
And they just got pure shite off all of them. I'd love to see their faces now.
Yeah. No, that's it. I bet you'd give him, a few punches, wouldn't you, John?
Oh,
get your own back.
Yeah, well.
I know I would. It was me, I definitely would. Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
There was no need for it, you know what I mean? I'm fucking 11-year-old, 12-year-old, you know what I mean?
I had my 12th birthday
in Calderhouse.
Do you know what I don't get? Why, the only thing I don't understand is why people who seem to do this kind of thing get a job in care. It's crazy, isn't it? They must have done no checks whatsoever.
I know,
back in the past.
You've got to remember now. It's not like it is nowadays, where people police checks and that. This is the 1970s.
Yeah.
Where they didn't, you know what I mean?
You applied for a job
and you got the job. You know what I mean? There was no checks or anything like that, Ned.
It wasn't just me.
There was a few that got it as well.
No, that's it. We'll hear from them, to be fair, John, because this is, like I say, anyone who was in Scotland is applying for these at the moment, because, like I say, a lot of them have been, you know, neglected or abused. Now, John, the next thing we need a copy of a driving licence or a passport, so photo ID, and just a letter to prove your address. So, what I've done, John, is I've sent you a message on WhatsApp.
I've just got it now. Hold on.
So if you open that for me, John.
I can take a picture of the driving licence if you want that.
Yep. That's it. So we need a picture of the driving licence, just the front bit with your picture on, and then a letter, John.
Yeah, hold on. Just let me get it out of my wallet.
No, it's take time, fella.
That's all right. Hold on. I need to turn the light on.
But I know where it's proper on.
Right, do you want to just take the picture now?
Yeah, so the best thing to do, John, if you open the WhatsApp message.
Hold on. Right.
Yeah, so open the message and click on the message.
The WhatsApp.
The WhatsApp one, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. No, I've got it. Or do you want me to add to it?
Okay, so open the message up, John.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, so when you open the message up, you'll see a camera button on the right-hand side. You see it?
Yeah.
On the bottom right-hand side. If you click that camera button, it should allow you to take a picture of the ID and send it straight to me. Same with a letter as well, John.
Yeah, I've done it. I don't know if you've got it.
The only thing we need now...
Huh?
Yeah, I know it's come through, John. That's good. That's come through for us, John. All we need is data in the last 3 months, John. Any letter you've got?
Any what? Letter?
All we need is a letter. Any letter. As long as it's dated in the last 3 months, John.
I got one yesterday.
Ah, perfect. That'll be great, then.
I got one yesterday. The woman just opened it.
Fantastic. At least you've got one there, John. That's good stuff. A lot of people don't get letters no more. It's quite hard to get.
It's pure cremation.
No, that's fine. No, any letter at all, John. Doesn't matter what letter it is at all.
No,
it could be even a letter from the post. Could you take a picture again, John, just include all four corners for me, pal? Just all four corners of the letter. No worries, fella.
Hold on.
Yeah, I should be fine there, John. So, yeah. John, in regards to this now, the last thing we need from you, the last thing we need from you, pal, would just be our signed document, okay? So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send it over to you. So you should have an email from myself now and a text message as well. So all it's a case of, John, is when you open the document, there's just three boxes for you to sign.
Where am I looking? Is that
Z? Be on your emails, John, or your text messages. That's the one from Zoho.
Yeah.
From
Ben
Jacobs
at
Zoho you're looking for. That's
what
it.
Do
when
I do?
You open it, John, click start signing. And then click. Which bit are you up to, John? What does it say?
Document info. Proceed to document.
Proceed to document if it says that.
Yeah.
Click that one for me, John.
Yeah, I see it. I need to put my glasses on.
And when it opens it. Yeah, no worries. Go for it, John.
Well, do you want me to just digital signature it?
That's the one, pal. So when you open the document, John, that's it, John. There should be three boxes. But the thing is, once you've clicked the first one, John, and selected a signature, it'll automatically take you to the next two that you need to just click on.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see it now, yeah.
Yep. And then when it's done, John, it'll say finish at the top, and you just click finish, pal.
Yeah, I'm not going to read all that. I can't even see it. I might read it.
Yeah. What it basically says, John, in the full document is we're going to do the work for you on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you are unsuccessful... Go on, sorry, John.
It says check this and click agreement. Is that it, yeah?
That's the one. Yeah, so click the document where it says sign. Not yet, John. It should say finish at the top.
Hold on.
When you've done them all, it should say finish right at the top.
I've got to get to it first.
Once you've signed the first one, John, it should take you to the other two automatically.
All right, yeah. Yeah, but you don't say finish. It just says click, pack, redress. No, I don't know. What do I have?
Have you signed the first box?
I have, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then it should take you to a second box.
Yeah. Do you sign all three?
All three of them, John, yeah.
All right.
So it should be three boxes. It'll take you to them each time. And then once you've done the third one, it'll say finish at the top in a big blue writing.
Hold on. It's got me zipped. All right, yeah. It says signature, John Kelly, initial JC. I acknowledge my signature, yeah?
Yeah, click one of those two, Tom.
And then put OK.
Yeah, that's the one. OK. And then it should just go automatically down to the second one for you, John. Ah, there you go, John. That's done. It's done for you, pal. So that's great.
All done.
So, John, what we're going to do now is we're going to get this... That's it, fella. You've done very good. So we're going to get this sorted for you now, John. You should hear back from the solicitors in the next... I'd say a month, maybe. Month's time. But like I say, these claims are taking at the moment around 8 months to do. Around 5 to 8 months. But the great news is, John, like stated, the average is around £45,000. So we should obviously have that information for you and a bit more knowledge on the matter in a couple of weeks for you.
All
now,
right.
John, is there any questions you do have before I let you go?
No, not really, mate, not really. Just do what you have to do. And get on with it and see what happens.
Like I say, that's it, fella. As soon as we've got an update for you, we'll let me know. But if you need any help or assistance in the meantime, John, you can give me a call back on this number because I will be your case handler, okay?
Right, I'll save this number in my phone. What's your name?
That's one, John. My name's Ben Jacobs.
Ben G, I'll put. No, Ben J.
Ben J, put it as that. That's the one, pal.
Sounds like you're describing a dog there, Benji.
I know. Well, yeah.
No worries, John.
I had a dog called Benji as well.
I bet you did. Yeah. I've had one called, but everyone's had a dog called Benji. All right, no worries, John. I'll leave that with you, pal.
Like, all right, mate. Thanks very much.
I've got a bed. Yeah, I've got my dog sat next to me in the office, John. I'm not going to lie.
I've got two past the 3:13 now. They've just been fed, so they're up there. You're not moving for shit, that's what it is. Two little shit, so a black one and a white one. And you fucking hate each other.
As long as they're not aggressive, John.
No, they're not.
Well, no worries.
All right, mate.
That's it, John. Well, I'll leave it with you, John, anyway. Have a good day, pal. Thanks for your time today, John.
Shut up, pal. Thanks.